Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, this is your place to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. And we're so happy to be with you each and every week. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And Joe, we're going to try to solve a mystery for a homeowner.
Okay.
Mysterious holes in the yard. Some holes deep enough that she stepped in it and it went all the way up to her knee. What is going on in that yard, you think?
I think someone's planning on putting in a fence, and she has no idea that they're doing that. Maybe they're drilling post holes. Yeah, you step up to your knee. So it's big enough around that it's like 5 or 6 inches in diameter?
We're going to find out. I tell you, that's quite a mystery and could be a lot of different things. And that's the way it is with owning homes. There's always something that pops up every week here on Today's Homeowner that just seems to be a little mysterious. Another thing we're going to share with you is a really cool project that you can do with your kids. You know, your children are maybe out of school for a little while, and some things that you can, have them involved in, which is always good. Also, an artistic approach to creating a very unique fireplace face. You know, that's one of the things when you talk about putting personality in your home, a fireplace and it being such a focal point in most homes is a great place to really have some fun. And I have seen some very unique fireplaces.
Yeah, because it's a little bit of a blank canvas in many cases, right? You might have brick going up above the mantle. Of course, you have the mantle shelf, you have the mantle itself, you have the hearth. And if it's a raised hearth, you have, you know, the face of the hearth, you know, if it's 6 or 8 inches high, you have 6 or 8 inches of surface below that. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things you can do around the firebox itself.
Also, we're going to share with you an idea for a simple patio. Actually, several different ideas for patios. We have a homeowner that has a picnic table, and they're tired of it just sitting out on the grass and starting to wear the grass down a bit. So what is a good economical approach to putting in a patio? We'll share a few ideas with you there. Also, later in the hour, a simple solution. What can we expect, Joe?
Okay, if you've been painting windows, you know it can be a real pain in the neck to paint to mask before painting. So I've got a simple solution how to paint windows without having to use any masking tape at all.
Oh, that's good. There's any time you've ever had to tackle a window or a door like that, I'm sure you're ready to hear that simple solution. Hey, the prices are continuing to go down, not as fast as we would like, but it is starting to make sense to maybe move along on some of those projects you've been putting off. And a lot of the reasons that they talk about with the prices going down is people are simply doing other things now. They're taking that available money that they have and finally taking a trip and going on vacation. And Joe's put together a great list of 10 things you need to think about if you're about to pack up and head out for a little while. Joe, share that with us.
Okay, here are 10 quick things. And these are for if you're planning an extended trip. Not if you're going out of town for a weekend, but if let's say you're leaving for a week or more. Mm-hmm. First thing, turn off the water supply. It's always a good idea to turn that off just in case a leak busts open somewhere, a pipe or a hose breaks. You don't want water. Come home and find a swimming pool in your basement or crawl space. Check the sump pump. If you have a sump pump, definitely check it because you want it working just in case you need it while you're away. And if it has a battery backup, which most sump pumps should because if there's a power outage, obviously the sump pump won't work. So check the battery, make sure that's fully charged. Turn up the thermostat, right? So you want to turn up so your heat doesn't come on, but you also don't turn off the AC. You want that to come on just to, you know, you want to keep it low, but, probably around 72 degrees or so.
Yeah, that's one of those things that a lot of people think about just turning it off completely. And if you live in a real humid area, that can be disastrous. You would not believe how much mold and mildew can grow in a home with just the air conditioning not working for just a week or 10 days, something like that. So good idea to at least turn it on to maybe 80 or 85 degrees. And if you have a wireless thermostat and it's programmable that you are programmed by your smartphone, then you can just turn it up and it'll be nice and cool when you get back.
Also, don't forget your outdoor gardens, flower beds and vegetable gardens. If you don't have a in-ground sprinkler system, an automatic sprinkler system, use a soaker hose. A soaker hose is simply a hose that has teeny tiny holes in it, and it just drips water really slowly. And you can stretch those out, put it on a hose. Of course, you have to put it on a timer. You can buy an inexpensive timer, have it turn on and off at preset times. Unplug your electronics. It's always a good idea to unplug computers and TVs, anything that's sensitive in case you have a, you know, any kind of electrical storm. You don't want to harm those electronics. Light rooms with timers, instead of just leaving light bulbs on so it looks like your home. Set, you can buy very inexpensive timers. You just plug into the wall. Of course, you can have, there are different apps and different light bulbs that you can use with your phone too. But you want the lights to come on and off at a, you know, the time that it would ordinarily come on and off, right? Like around a dusk, maybe the lights come on and go off, you know, by the morning. Add antifreeze to your toilets. If you're away, now this is obviously only when you're gone during the winter, not in the middle of summer, but if you're going to be away, flush the toilets, drain the water out of the tanks, and then put in some antifreeze. There's marine antifreeze, which is better than regular antifreeze, just to keep the water from freezing. If you have an alarm company, if your house is hooked up to a monitored alarm system, be sure to alert the company that you'll be away and give them a cell phone number to reach you or a trusted neighbor. Stop the mail. That's a tenth and final thing. Your little cards, like postcards you get from the post office, and you just fill out the name of everybody who lives in your home that gets mail, the date you're leaving, and the date you're returning, and they'll hold the mail for you. And also be sure to stop newspaper delivery. I see that here all the time, you know, where there's a pile of nothing says, no one's home, come take our stuff, more than a pile of newspapers on your front lawn. So please stop the newspaper delivery as well.
So these are some pretty simple things that you need to think about before you head off like that. You know, one of the things that I realized when we took a trip, took a 5 or 6 day trip, you know, having to board my wife's little dog. So, you know, that ended up was going to cost $30 a day.
Wow.
For this little pet spa that they take the little dog.
When you said board,
you know,
when you said we were getting ready to board, I expected you were going to say like an airplane. You said my little dog. I'm like, Danny's boarding the little, how big a saddle can that little dog?
No. We're putting it in the dog spa there for a few days.
So he was going on vacation too.
And they were saying, okay, who's going to feed the fish? You know, we've got this freshwater aquarium. Right. Who's going to feed the fish? Who's going to water the plants that are not accessed by the irrigation system? Started thinking of all of these different things, ending up finding a college student that wanted to hang out at our house,
good.
$50 a day, and that worked out good for everything. And, you know, the packages from Amazon that I don't know why they keep bringing me packages, but they keep doing that with my wife's name on it. And so it worked out very, very well to have someone there at the house. And you know, by the time you spent the $30 on the dog and had someone drive down here to do all of that, heck, the young person that stayed here had a good time, hung out by the pool, and enjoyed the little time.
And plus it's always better to have someone at the house, so it really is lived in. And I'm sure the dog much, you know, appreciated having being at home and having someone new to hang out with. She's sick of hanging out with Danny, so now she has someone new to hang out with.
Another thing we want to mention to you, if you've been out in the yard doing a little bit of work, you got to kind of take it easy right now. Things have really heated up all over the country. And, you know, you hear these same things, but they are very, very important. Because if you've ever had heat exhaustion or anything close to that, that's a scary, scary thing. So, you know, remember, you know, drink water before you get out there. And when you're out there, just make sure you have some available water to drink all the time. Very, very important. Also, if you plan your work carefully, you can do a lot of the tasks that you're doing in the shade. So, you know, you know where the shade is, and you know the morning and the afternoon shade and so forth. So consider some of those things. And also, you know, some of the little pop-up tents. We use them all the time when we're out taping our television show. Boy, they're very inexpensive. You can pop those things up anywhere a lot of times. That might make a lot of sense if you're working in one particular area, or maybe you have your sawhorses set up and you're able to put the tent over there. Think about that, and make sure that you're wearing light colored clothes, and just kind of take it easy. Take a break every now and then. Come on, you're working on a project around your house. You're the boss. Take it easy. You don't have to work too hard. But I'll tell you, Joe, have you ever had a brush with heat exhaustion?
I have not, maybe because I live here in Connecticut and we don't have that many really hot days. But you're right. It's amazing how just a nice cold drink of water, and sometimes you don't even feel like like you're that thirsty till you start drinking the water.
Mm-hmm, right.
But I tell you where it's really shady, in front of the TV. I've noticed that's a pretty shady spot, actually. I discovered that earlier this summer.
But the list on the refrigerator just stays there.
I know.
You want some check marks. You got to get some check marks. Man, there's nothing more fun than putting some checks on a nice list at the end of the day. That's the thing that hooks you into home improvement and hooks you into listening to today's Homeowner Radio each week. Now, you know what? We want to hear from you. It's very easy. The phone number is 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question, comment on things, share with us a tip. Also, send us an email. We're going to cover a lot of emails this week, and you can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Get ready. We're just getting started this week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And you're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that's heard on fantastic radio stations, over 325 stations across this great country, including this one in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, WLBR AM 1270. Special hello to sales manager Tim Ritchie. We really appreciate airing there in that part of Pennsylvania. Get a lot of calls, a lot of emails from there. We'd certainly like to hear from you. Make it real easy. Emails, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or if you'd like to pick up the phone, 800-946-4420. Right now, we're going to try to answer as many questions as we can during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio, starting with Connie in North Carolina. Connie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm anxious to talk to you about this mystery that you have out in the yard. So tell us about it. That could be really dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Tell that to my right leg that found one of them.
Oh, boy.
Well, I had been noticing that in my yard, half of my yard I can mow with a riding lawnmower, and then mm-hmm. the other half I have to push with a push mower. Mm-hmm. So while I'm riding the riding lawnmower mowing my yard, I had been noticing that my tires had been finding some sunken spots, you know, divots in my yard. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't pay much attention to it for a little while until one day when I had to push the part of the yard that cannot be, you know, done by a riding lawnmower. Mm-hmm. I was walking along thinking I'm walking on solid ground. The next thing I know, my right leg is found a hole in the earth, and I'm up to my kneecap with my right leg in the ground. And I'm like, okay, this has now got my attention. So I have got probably, now that I've walked around the yard and took note of the holes, I have probably got 15 to 20
wow.
of these sunken holes in my yard. And some I have took and put, I've cleaned out my kitchen, Danny. It's really crazy because the holes are big enough to where I can put Pyrex bowls in.
Oh,
and so I've just took and put bowls and stuff and then covered it up with mulch. But I'm at wit's ends. I mean, I don't know who to reach out to. I don't
wow.
know what's causing this. Some people have said, you know, it could be groundhog holes. Well,
mm-hmm.
I've ruled that out because we have too many predator animals around here, you
uh-huh.
know, like coyotes and wolves and bears and fox that that would kind of be on the dinner menu.
Right.
So I've kind of ruled, and plus I have surveillance cameras. So if I had, you know, one of those little babies running around my yard, I would have picked him up sooner or later, you know, on my cameras. So any suggestions, any ideas? I mean... I'm at your mercy, Danny.
that's very interesting because I would have certainly thought it would be something, you know, a prairie dog, a groundhog, or something like that. But I'll tell you what we see a lot in my area of the woods in Mobile, Alabama, and all over the Southeast is where hurricanes have come through and knocked down trees, and people have cut the trees down, and then over the years those roots rot out. And a lot of times you'll see just big sunken areas in yards, but that can also happen if you have a tree and you have some roots that are going down, and after they rot out, then slowly you have those type of holes. I'm not sure if that's the case there. Joe, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that is a bit of a mystery, Connie. Let me ask you one quick question. Around these holes, is there a pile of dirt that has been excavated out of the hole?
No. When me and my husband bought the land, there was no trees. The land had done been cleared, and
right.
It had been cleared for several years. I mean, like 20 years. So there's no signs, because that was another thing that I looked at. When I looked into the holes, I was looking for water or any type of liquid, which I did not see. And then I was looking for, like, debris. Wood decaying roots and decaying stumps. None of that is evident in any of these holes.
Hmm. Well, if it was an animal excavating that hole, obviously the dirt would be piled up around the hole,
exactly.
Right? I mean, otherwise, where is it going? So to just be a hole large enough for your foot to fit in and go down a couple of feet, and then to have 15 or 20 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds otherworldly. I'm not sure.
And I was
going to suggest setting up like a trail camera, but since you have security cameras and you're not seeing anything out there, I can't even venture a guess, Connie. It's one of many times I have been stumped.
Stump. Listen to him with his little joke.
You're welcome.
I really do think it's probably some type of root or tree over the years, even though it's been cleared a long time, that it just gradually rotted out. The grass grew over the hole, and then when you went through it, then that's you know, probably exactly what it is. Now, are they different sizes, or are they pretty much all consistently the same size?
Well, pretty much they seem to be consistent with the same size, but now they are probably about five or six of them that, like I say, are large enough for me to take and put my Pyrex dishes down inside the hole. So I would say it would be a good diameter of a small size pizza.
I got you. Yeah. Wow.
If you're putting all those Pyrex dishes in there, maybe you can start a kimchi factory there.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would just go. I would get some dirt. I mean, I would hate to tell you to buy dirt in a bag because that would get expensive. But if there's any way that you can get a small quantity in a pickup truck and just go ahead and fill it up, and then take a post and kind of pack it down in there a little bit, let the grass grow over it. And I doubt you'll have any other problems with it. It'll, you know, be a bit of a task since you have that many of them. But I think that's all you would have to do. I'm pretty sure it's just something that's rotted out over the years and left that void. And I think you'll be able to fill it up because, as Joe said, if you're not seeing anything that's excavated out of it, then it just has to be something that's rotted like that. But I think that's the best thing to do, Connie, is just fill it up, pack it up, let the grass grow over it, and I think you'll have that problem behind you.
Okay, well, I had actually thought about getting bags of Quikrete and, you know, mixing up a wheelbarrow full of that and pouring it down in each hole, you know. But you think just putting soil back into the hole and hopefully
I think so. Either that or put some gravel in and then top off the last 6 or 8 inches with dirt so that you're, you know, having good drainage in that area of the yard. So, you know, however way you want to fill, I wouldn't worry about the concrete because, you know, you never know when you might be wanting to dig in that area and you'd hate to have concrete hindering that. But I think you can get ahead of it. But I certainly appreciate you being part of the show and sharing with us this little mystery around your home.
Oh, thank you so much. And I must tell you before you leave me, every Saturday morning, you and Chelsea start my morning.
Oh.
I'll watch y'all every Saturday morning here at, you know, my local station where I'm at. And, y'all were the start of my Saturday morning.
Well, I'm so glad. You can tell we have a lot of fun. It's nothing better than working with your daughter each week. And
how lucky can you be?
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, thanks so much for saying that, and thanks so much for listening and watching the show.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you very much.
Well, that is a mysterious, just holes in your yard.
I just think it has to be. It just has to, because I see that so many times where there's just a small little depression and all of a sudden, you know, it goes down, you know, a couple feet. It's just roots, I think, that maybe even when it was cleared, it could have been 20 years ago right. that a root was left there and then they put grass over it. And then after a while, you know, and then just walking on it, it depresses. Almost nothing else it could be since there's not, you know, fresh soil here and there.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, she has the cameras that she can see. So, another mystery here. I'm sure we'll have another one before the end of the show. We've got a lot of other things coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about a cool little project. If you have a son, a daughter, grandchildren, or anything, and you're looking for a little project to work with them on, we'll have a great suggestion when we come back. And a good reminder here, you can call us anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us that email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. By now, most of us know the value of a smart thermostat, even if we don't have one yet. They can save energy by turning the temperature up or down when we leave the house, and they'll allow you to control your thermostat from anywhere you happen to be with your smartphone or other devices. Now, the new Google Nest takes it a step further by offering voice control through the Google Home app so you can change the temperature without even getting off the couch or out of bed. Just say, hey, Google, turn up the heat. I really can get used to that. It also looks out for your heating and cooling system. If something just doesn't seem right, it can send an alert or send you helpful reminders when it's time to change your filter. Now, in addition to Google, the Nest also works with Alexa on other smart devices, and it's easy to install yourself, usually in 30 minutes or less. If you'd like to know a little bit more about this new Google Nest Wi-Fi thermostat, you can go to HomeDepot.com. They just keep raising the bar, voice activated on things,
yeah.
And it's amazing. And the kids gravitate to it so much. My little grandson Gus came in the house the other day and
right. And
told Alexa which song he wanted to hear at what volume he wanted to hear
right.
it, and he just came right in like he owned the place. So that's a
pretty soon he probably will be. He's spending more and more time. Well, it's only a matter of time till someone can say, "Hey Google, get my husband off the couch." And we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's right around the corner as well. Hey, let's go to West Virginia right now, and let's see. Wayne is on the line. Wayne, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
All right. We're longtime listeners of the show. We
great.
Love you.
Great.
Oh, great.
And
thank
I've
you.
I've seen you do some big projects through your show. But this is not such a big project, but this is one of the most unusual. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What you got?
Hold
All
on.
Right.
Let me sit down.
Yes, I was going to request that.
Okay.
I'm working on a rustic cabin with rough cut lumber with a tin roof, and we're building a fireplace hearth. This is a 8-inch block for the most part with a ceramic flue. And I'm going to attempt, in the perfect world, to apply a very eclectic finish on this hearth. Bricks are too rectangular and too square and just too clean. I thought I would try something a little bit different. I have tons of glass shards ranging from blue ball canning jar shards, cobalt blue glass, crock shards, pottery shards. A lot of them have the cobalt blue ink or print on them. And so what my ideas are, and you can direct me accordingly, I'm depending on you on this, over the block, I was going to take and put some type of a mortar, and with a notched trowel,
right?
Or I'm going to put some horizontal, deep horizontal grooves in there,
right?
And let that all dry really, really well, and then I want to start at the top with a quick-crete product. Now, this is where you guys are really going to come in. I'm a big quick-creter myself. I'm a firm believer in their product, and I'll need to know what I should be using for this. And I'm going to start putting it on there really heavy. Some of these pieces are big. Some of them are small. And it's just going to be a hodgepodge of craziness all the way throughout until we finish it.
Well, it sounds great, and I love anytime someone really puts some personality in any project, and you're going about it the right way, putting a scratch coat, as they call it, over the raw block. That would be your first step, is to do that, and then your notch trowel to create some grooves in there will allow the second coat to really adhere very well. Then on your second coat, you're going to have to do some experimenting on that, because some of the heavier pieces are going to be a little tricky to embed those in that second bed, but you can, it'll work. And you can again use another one of the Quikrete stucco mixes, and then you'll use a different trowel. You won't use a notched one in this case. And then basically you're just kind of, as they say, butter it up a little bit. You're buttering up the back of each of those pieces of the glass and so forth that you've collected, and then put them in place. And you will probably want to put three or four of them in, step back and kind of see what type of pattern or spacing that you're going to go with those, whether you're not going to try to, you know, put them tight together or have a little bit of spacing on it. And then once you get that going and you figure out the right mixture, because that's going to be key too, whether you have the mixture of the stucco being more like pancake batter or something even stiffer than that, then you play with it a little bit there and it won't be long at all. You'll be on your way. But it sounds like it might take you a little while on this one, Wayne.
Yes, I agree. I thought so as well. I was going to make a very stiff mud with the Quikrete secondary coat, which the shards will stick to. And also wondered if there was any type of a dye that I could lighten it up with as a, in a bucket, you know, before I applied it to whiten it up just a hair.
Well, there is. There's some. Now, whiten it might be tricky because you would probably need to use maybe mix some of the bright white mortar in with the stucco mix that won't affect it adhering or working well. And that'll certainly brighten it up quite a bit to get some of that gray out of it. But that would work very well.
Oh, outstanding. That's good. So, guys, I think you've pretty well got me in the right direction here. Am I in the right direction with this idea?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, anytime, and it being a rustic cabin like that, it's going to be a focal point. This will make it more so something, a good conversation piece, and I think it would look great. And we would love to see a picture of the finished product once you get it. And if you run into a snag, Wayne, don't hesitate to give us a call. We'd be glad to help you any way we can.
Okay, guys, one last thing, if I may.
Okay, sure.
We get to enjoy your show every Sunday at dinner time. And while we're having our Sunday dinner, we're always listening to you. So I hope that you enjoy the pasta because you're there with us.
Oh, man, it's I can almost taste it right now, though. But I really appreciate that. I appreciate you being on the show and certainly hope the fireplace goes well and enjoy your retirement. And thanks so much for being with us here on the show. Thanks for watching the show. We'll keep it coming to you.
Thanks for your wisdom, gentlemen. Good day.
All right. Okay, you as well. Thank you. Well, that's a great call. Many, many great calls we get here on today's Homeowner Radio. We appreciate each and every one of them. Keep them coming, and we will keep the information coming right back at you. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hey, did you know that metal roofing can last as long as 50 years or more and requires very little maintenance? Asphalt roofing can typically need to be replaced about every 15 to 20 years or less, depending on the quality of the material. Even though the initial cost of metal is a little higher, metal roofing can actually end up saving you time and money in the long run. You can find out a whole lot more about it by checking out metalroofing.com. It's a great website. It's got a nice visualizer on it that you can take a picture of your home and then play with the different types of metal roof. And there's a lot of different styles of metal roof. So again, metalroofing.com. Hey, I want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. That's how Keith is joining us in Maine. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Interested in trying to help you out with this patio. Tell us what's going on there at your house.
Well, you got to help me, because if I don't get this project done this summer, my wife is going to kill me.
Uh-oh. We hear that a lot. So.
Yeah, well, she was sharpening the kitchen knives yesterday, so I'm not taking anything.
You're getting a little nervous. So tell us what you're looking for here.
Well, our picnic table keeps sinking into the grass, so we want to build some kind of a small patio to set it on, like 8 by 10 feet, and we're not really sure what materials to go with, and we like the look and the durability of stone, but there are so many products on the market, we don't even know where to start, so I thought maybe you guys could help me. And then also, if we do stone, what should we do as far as the foundation goes?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a great solution for you there, and one that we use many, many times, and that's installing pavers. And from Pavestone, they're readily available from Home Depot and many other retail outlets. But they're very consistent, and they have a lot of different styles and patterns to fit exactly what you want. And since you won't be driving a vehicle on it, you don't have to get the real thick ones. You can get the ones that are about 1.5 to 2 inches thick. So it's pretty, is it fairly level where you're at there on that 8x10 area?
Yeah, it is fairly level, and it's kind of like just dirt right now because the grass has died under the picnic table.
Okay.
But it is level. Yeah, it's level.
Well, usually I don't say dead grass is a good thing, but yes, it's a good thing that you, because that's the first step is to create the footprint of where you want the, exactly where you want the patio to go. Make sure you remove all of the vegetation out of it, and then just rake it nice and level, and then you want to use a paver base. Now, they sell this in bags. It's very inexpensive, very easy to manage, and you'd want to put a couple inches of that material down, and then you want to compact it. So you would use, you can buy a simple hand tamp that has the handle on it, just a basic, it's about a 10 by 10 plate on it, and you just tamp everything out nice and smooth, and then you can buy bags of sand, and then you'll put down about a half inch or 1 inch of sand, and that's what you want to really get level, maybe by taking a 2x4 and raking it or squeegeeing it across there to make it nice and smooth. And then you're ready to install the pavers, and you don't have to use any adhesive. You don't have to do anything. Now, they do sell these really cool fiberglass borders that you can use large spikes to create the border around it to retain so that it doesn't, separate in any way. And then it's just as simple as installing those pavers, putting sand on top of it, raking it in, and you've got an instant permanent, really nice structure that has that stone look. It'll blend right into your yard, and you'll have a nice durable surface for that picnic. And then I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to like it so much that you're going to end up adding on to it at some point, and that's another advantage in using pavers like that, especially those from Pavestone, because they're, consistent. So you might end up with a little cooking area over here, or who knows what you might end up with, a whole backyard full of pavers.
Okay, well, we'll call this phase one then.
There you go. Exactly. Well, it works very, very well, though, Keith. And you'll see, and you can go to pavestone.com, and you'll see everything we're talking about there. You can go to todayshomeowner.com, see a lot of videos of projects we've done, and you'll be amazed at the simplicity of it and have a lot of fun. And a good tip, buy some knee pads, crawling around on your knees for a few hours. You'll be glad you have those knee pads.
Definitely sounds like a good plan. Well, thanks a lot. And hey, by the way, if you like fishing, come on up to Maine. We have 8,000 lakes.
Oh man, we do love fishing, and Joe's right around the corner, so you better be careful. He lives in Connecticut. He might show up there this afternoon.
Well, that would be okay. Bring your knee pads.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
I was planning on showing up after the patio was done.
Oh, I got you. There we go.
All right, well, we'll feed you lobster. How's that?
All right.
Oh, that's always good. Always good. Good lobster roll is always a good thing any day. But Keith, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
You.
And best of luck on your patio. It sounds like a great project.
I'll send you pics. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'd love to. Thanks so much. Oh, man, now I'm getting hungry, Joe. We
Watch
start
some
talking about fishing and food, and now I got a lobster roll on my mind. That's
lobster and chowder.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to produce around here. I guess I could go buy me a lobster somewhere. But anyway, we are certainly glad that each and every one of you are listening to us today on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to remind you, 800-946-4420 is the number that you can call in. Joe, we got a simple solution coming up. What can we look for?
It's a quick tip for painting windows without having to mask off all that glass.
Boy, that can take a lot of time when you do that. This is a good, simple solution. You're going to want to hear it. And also, we're going to share with you as soon as we come back an idea, this perfect little project that you can do with your son or daughter. It's a great little thing and great little summer project as well. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In With Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
If you're looking for an easy way to update and enhance your home, be sure to enter the Dress Up Your Door giveaway from Today's Homeowner and Delaney Hardware. The winner will select up to $1,250 worth of Delaney Hardware handle sets, digital locks, and interior knobs or levers from their stylish collections with superior finishes and smooth mechanics. Ends August 1st, so enter now at todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Dress up your door with Today's Homeowner and Delaney Hardware today.
Chelsea Lipford Wolf here. If you're a fan of great before and afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch-style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Before we get to the simple solution, I wanted to share with you an email that we received from Walt in Illinois. I'm looking for a woodworking project to do with my young grandson, and I thought about building a birdhouse. That would be a great idea. I know a birdhouse isn't a big deal, but I really want it to last so he remembers something that we built together. What do I need to do to make sure it's still around when he grows up? Well, Walt, I like the way you think. Building a birdhouse is a great way for a child to learn some skill, and of course, anytime you're doing a project, you learn a little bit of patience. You know, for starters, you want to make sure you choose a wood that will survive the elements. So pressure treated wood or cedar usually is what people would want to use for a project like that. Next, you want to use the fasteners that won't rust in the weather. So galvanized nails or coated deck screws or even stainless steel screws are a good choice that. And finally, make sure you use a good wood glue that is water resistant for the same reason, because expansion and contraction on projects like that, you really want the glue to tie it together. I would recommend Tight Bond 2 premium wood glue. It's not only water resistant, but it has a really strong initial tack, which means it holds the pieces together really well even before it dries. That'll help out when you're helping your grandson with his technique with that hammer. Also, Tight Bond 2 sets up really fast, because even though you're teaching him patience, he probably doesn't have a whole lot yet. So to find out more about Tightbond, check them out at tightbond.com. Right now, let's shift over to Joe Truini with this hour's Simple Solution.
All right, Danny. Next time you're painting windows, don't bother taping around the window frame and each individual glass pane. That simply takes too much time, and the paint usually ends up on the glass anyway. So try this professional painter's trick instead. As you paint a window, let a little bit of the paint lap onto the glass. Don't worry, you know, you're not going to smear it all over the glass, but as you're painting along, just allow the bristles to run right along the edge of the glass. Then once the paint's dry, then you simply come back with a razor scraper. Razor scrapers are the ones that have the straight, it's not the utility knife with the pointed blade, it's the wide, flat razor scraper. And just slide it along to remove the paint. Just be careful not to slice into the wood. And also, if you leave a little bit of paint in that joint, right, so there's a little tiny, maybe like a 16th inch of paint on the glass, what that'll do is it'll seal out moisture, because sometimes moisture can seep in there and it can blister the paint, and in extreme cases actually rot the wood. But that's the way to do it. Just brush on the paint. Don't worry if a little gets on the glass. Once it dries, come back and scrape it off.
Boy, another great simple solution and a good problem-solving simple solution if you're facing having to paint a lot of windows or those French doors that are so popular. And I'll tell you another trick to go along with that. We say it all the time. Buy a good brush and take care of that brush, because if you buy one that's, let's say, $14 or $15, that thing will last you forever if you clean it properly, and it just makes cutting in around all of that trim, all of those window panes, a lot easier. So certainly recommend that. And painting is one of the most popular projects out there. You can make such a difference in a room or on a window or door or a patio set just by putting a fresh coat of paint on it. Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. We always like to remind you, if you're listening to a station that only carries the first hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And also join the thousands of people that download our podcast each week. You can find out where you can download it, which is essentially anywhere that you download your other podcast. And you can go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast to find out more. I'm Danny Lifford along with Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime. 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.